Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life, eternal life, unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's our joy to be able to come into your presence again today. Thank you for turning your radio dial, beloved, that we might join in together in a brief Bible study in the Word of the Living God. I invite you to get your Bible or New Testament and turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're discussing how that God's Word will feed you spiritually, will help you to grow in your walk with the Lord. We've been talking about the milk of the Word, which is needful and necessary for baby Christians, that baby Christians might grow in their walk with the Lord. And we see that the church of Corinth, this first letter that Paul wrote to the church at Corinthians, he said, you're a bunch of baby Christians. You're a bunch of immature believers. And how many there are in the world today of believers who've accepted Jesus as Savior, but have never really grown in their walk with the Lord. And they walk after the flesh rather than walking after the Holy Spirit of God. And thus they live defeated spiritual lives, and they don't understand what's going on. Notice 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. We see that they were babies. They hadn't matured. They hadn't grown in the Lord. Yes, they'd received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They had accepted Him into their life. They were children of God and were born again and were on their way to heaven. But they were not growing in their walk with the Lord. And so he says in verse 2, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. He said, I'm still having to feed you with a very simple diet and the simple truths of God's Word, because you've not grown spiritually. You've not cut any spiritual teeth. You're still babies and have to be fed a simple diet. Verse 3, for ye're yet carnal, centered around the flesh. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Notice four characteristics of the carnal Christian. Envy, strife, divisions, walking as men, and babies. Pardon me. Babies. Here we see different characteristics of the carnal Christian. He's immature. He's a baby. He has to have a simple diet. He envies what someone else has, where someone else is, what's going on with someone else, what's occurring in someone else's life. He's envious and striving. That is, he argues, he fights, he's not content to serve the Lord and to take care of his own business, but he's always sticking his nose into somebody else's business and is more concerned about what somebody else is doing than himself. That's why the Lord Jesus talked about our being careful about judging others and trying to pull the flaw out of somebody else's eye while we had a telephone pole sticking out of our own eye, so to speak. Talking about the big flaws and the big sin in our own life while we're being critical of somebody else for some little minute problem in their life. This is a carnal Christian, beloved. And then divisions. divided over what's going on in the church, divided over the way somebody acts, divided over the preacher and the way he's preaching, finding fault with the Sunday school teacher and the way they're teaching, being critical about what color the rug is or how the pews are or how the organist plays or how the choir sings, division and stirring up trouble and causing division. Did you hear what so-and-so said? And I think, and getting a little group together to stand against another group in the church. I don't like this or I don't like that. Here we see, and walking as men. What does it mean, walking as men? He's talking about acting like an unbeliever, living like someone who's never been born again, living like the world so that you can't tell the difference between the Christian and the world. I remember a young Christian telling me one time that he worked on the job with another fellow that always came to church, and he said that fellow was he cursed more than anybody else on the job. Said that fellow, he wondered sometimes whether he was even a child of God or not, because said he did some of the worst things and had the worst language of any of the other men that were on the job, and yet he claimed to be a Christian. Well, walking as men, living like the world, so that you can't tell whether they're a believer or not. I remember a brother that we used to minister to in the Hawaiian Islands and was in the church there, and we had to put him out of the church because of his lifestyle and because of his drunkenness and because of the ungodly way that he was living. And yet, later, he got his heart right with the Lord, repented of his sin, and now he's serving the Lord and even proclaiming the Word of God. But he walked as men. And so it is with a baby believer, a baby that has not grown, a baby that has not matured, a baby that still has to be fed a simple diet. These are the characteristics of these babies, having to have a simple diet, being envious, argumentative, and divisive, and walking like the world so that you can't tell the difference between them and the world. They struggle in their Christian life. They're always slipping and falling in their walk with the Lord. This is a carnal Christian. And Paul writes in verse 4, "For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? I like this preacher better than the other preacher. I think this preacher's a better preacher than that preacher." He's talking about their carnal characteristics. And so, beloved, we see that the Word of God will help you to grow if you will get into the Word. How many messages these days are just simple pablum messages that are being preached in churches, and good feelings and good things that are being said because the people are baby Christians and they don't get into the Word for themselves. They don't study the Word. And so there's all kinds of games and gimmicks that are being used because believers are not growing in the Lord and they're baby Christians, and they have to be nurtured along and nursed, so to speak. Oh, beloved, it's time for we believers to grow up and to mature in the Lord, to get into the Word on a daily basis. It will help you to grow. It will help you to mature. The more you study the simple truths of God's Word and learn the simple truths of God's Word, the more you will grow spiritually and begin to see your diet mature and begin to understand the more involved truths of the Word of God. Notice again what he said, "I fed you with milk and not with meat." The meat of the Word, that is that which will help you to mature and help you to grow and help you to grow up in the walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said that over in Ephesians 4, grow up. Grow up in Christ, and this is God's will for us, beloved. God doesn't want us to remain baby Christians. He wants us to grow up and to mature in our walk with Him. In Ephesians chapter 4, he talks about the different ones that God has given to the church. In verse 11, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. That's the job of the pastor, not to placate people, not to play games with people, not to try to make people feel good, but to preach the truth. Did you know that sin is mentioned in the Word of God over 600 times, beloved? Pastors are to warn people of the sin in their lives. They're to warn them of ungodliness. They're to teach them how to grow in their walk with the Lord so that they can live in victory and be overcomers and bring forth fruit to the glory, honor, and praise of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 12 of Ephesians 4, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. The word perfect again means a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, to the point that we reflect the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's what our position and job is, beloved. Romans chapter 8 tells us that, verse 28, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And verse 29 says that we might grow up and be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That's God's goal for you, and that's God's goal for me, and that's why we need to get into the Word and read the Word and study the Word, that we might show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Oh, beloved, let me admonish you and encourage you to get into the Word and to grow in your relationship with the Lord so that your life might be fruitful and effective. In 1 Corinthians 10:3, where he's talking about Israel being an example, he says, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. Israel grew by the Word of God, by learning to obey the Lord God through the experiences they had. They learned how powerful God was. They learned how mighty He was through their trials, their tests, and their difficulties. They grew in their relationship with the Lord God. And so, beloved, that's God's goal for you and for me, that we might grow up in Christ Jesus and become all that God intends for us to be. Again, we read over in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5 it is, and verse 12 and verse 13. For when in times ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Beloved, God wants you to grow up, and the Word of God will help you to do that. Till next time, good.